Iowa is blessed with several pockets of great jazz and has several schools known for their jazz departments. One of those jazz havens is the University of Northern Iowa School of Music, and one of the jazz masters is Bob Washut. Bob has just released a new CD of original music. He's professor of jazz studies and director of Jazz Band 2. This Saturday, Bob's giving his Swan Song concert plus a CD release party, and we're fortunate to have Bob joining us. And Bob, thank you so much for dropping over.
Well, thank you, Jacqueline, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, first of all, Bob, we've got to outline your wonderful history here at UNI and with jazz. So you've had a long and wonderful career. Tell us a little bit about some of the things you've done.
I was director of jazz studies for 22 of those years, 22 of the 38. And it was during that time, a lot of activities that involved Jazz Band 1 were part of the experience. And that included recording 10 or 11 CDs. And it became an annual project that my successor, Chris Mertz, is continuing to this day. So that was an important part of my history, I think, here, as well as some of the tours, international tours that involved Jazz Band 1. Those were certainly highlights, notably the Montreux and North Sea Jazz Festivals. Another thing I really enjoyed doing with the band was taking them to a jazz festival every year, some kind of collegiate jazz festival. And so that was another highlight. So certainly I think of my tenure here, the first 22 as director of Jazz Band 1 probably had the most highlights. But I've enjoyed working with the Jazz Band 2, renamed them the Jazz Panthers. And it's been a great way to keep my hand in teaching. And I had a revelation just the last rehearsal that I will have been in front of a big band for 45 years. And all of a sudden, I won't be.
Something tells me they would love to have you come back and sit in once in a while. Now, your bands have won several Downbeat Awards. And also, you were a jazz pianist, and you founded another orchestra. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's a band that several listeners may be familiar with. It was called Orquesta Alto Maíz, originally Orquesta de Jazz y Salsa Alto Maíz. And that band was assembled right after the first European tour I took with Jazz Band 1. We were at a festival in Switzerland called the Ozone Jazz Festival. They had four or five different sites, one jazz venue, one kind of a world music venue, one kind of Afro-Cuban venue, and, you know, different types of music. And it was there that I really had, for the first time, an opportunity to hear Afro-Cuban music played live, and it just blew me away. And so it kind of planted the seed to try to maybe start something like that. And so the following year, I had been doing something for the College of Arts Festival. I think that was early days of that, providing some kind of a jazz group. And then I thought I'd use that as a way to kind of put this band together. And I put together probably a group of 10 people initially, and we rehearsed enough music to try to play that set, and we had so much fun, we just couldn't see stopping. Anyway, that became an impetus for a band that ended up, well, it's actually still going on, not with me, but for 27 years.
And you did a bunch of recordings with that orchestra as well.
Yeah, we had probably another 10, 11 recordings.
So tell us about this new jazz disc that you're going to be showcasing on Saturday.
A year ago, last spring, I was awarded a sabbatical leave to write some original music. I figured I only had one sabbatical in all those years, and I figured I was entitled to one more before I left. And so I had the idea of composing original music for a 12-piece instrumentation, slightly reduced big band, because with Jazz Band 1, I did that on three occasions, and it was a lot of work because I had to generate a lot of the music for it. You don't just go out and buy that stuff. And so I thought for this last project, it would be nice to revisit that instrumentation because it's a little bit different. And so I spent the spring semester writing the music and then put together a band of musicians in the Denver area to record. I had done my doctoral work at the University of Northern Colorado, and the recording engineer was somebody I actually knew from my experience way back in the late 70s. And so it was a chance to kind of come full circle in a sense that he's the engineer out there and does really good work. And so basically had a lot of really excellent musicians from the Denver area, several academic types that are on the faculty at CU Boulder, Colorado State, and UNC Greeley, as well as Chris Mertz, my colleague here at UNI. He came out and played on it, and a couple of UNI alums, Paul McKee, who's at CU Boulder now, who will incidentally be back here for the concert Saturday night, and Mike Conrad, a recent graduate who is finishing up his doctorate there right now and actually has been hired to replace me next year. And so there was a UNI connection with that band, and it was in the early part of September we recorded the music, and I stuck around for another week to mix it. And it was officially released on January 5th, but the official CD release will be the concert on Saturday night. And that concert will basically be the first ever live performance of that music that was recorded.
Now you're doing something really neat, because the proceeds for the concert and the CD are going to go to a special thing.
Yeah, a special account has been set up for the proceeds of the CD sales and ticket sales to go, and it'll be a jazz scholarship of some sort.
So how can people get their hands on a recording of your Journey to Nowhere CD and get more information and tickets on your concert this Saturday?
Well, you could go to the School of Music website, music.edu, and just go on the search to Swan Song, and there'll come up a link to all the information regarding the concert as well as recordings. People just interested in the recording could pick it up from me, or it's available on Amazon, cdbaby.com, as well as iTunes. You can download it there as well.
And they should be available at the door, too. That concert's going to be at Bankston Auditorium in Russell Hall.
Correct.
Starts at 7:30 this Saturday evening.
April 28th.
Thanks to you for all you've done for jazz education and promoting the medium of jazz across the state and the nation. You really have been amazing, Bob.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It's been a great opportunity, and a lot of responsibility with it, too. But it's been everything I could ask for.
Thanks for today's Swan Song interview. Goes to IPR's Chris Fenton and, of course, jazz aficionado, musician extraordinaire Bob Washit. And best wishes, Bob. And we hope the best for you and your retirement and all the cool things you're going to be doing.
Thank you, Jacqueline.